四，长宁区金山区2015届初三英语第一学期期末试卷。
Part 1. Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. I want to buy a new cell phone with large memory space to keep a lot of music on it.I want to buy a new cell phone with large memory space to keep a lot of music on it.
2. Girl Fighting is really an interesting TV program. Many people like watching it. Girl Fighting is really an interesting TV program. Many people like watching it.
3.There's a coffee shop not too far from my house, and I like to go there sometimes. There's a coffee shop not too far from my house, and I like to go there sometimes.
4. One of my favorite things is to visit the zoo in early winter, before it gets too cold. One of my favorite things is to visit the zoo in early winter,Before it gets too cold.
5. Roof plants are one of the best ways to fight against pollution in our city. Roof plants are one of the best ways to fight against pollution in our city.
6. Mrs. Brown is interested in baking bread these days, and she enjoys every minute of doing it.Mrs. Brown is interested in baking bread these days, and she enjoys every minute of doing it.
5. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. Is it true that you take the train for 2 hours to get to school?
Yeah, almost always. I can't get there by bus.
Question.How does the girl go to school? Is it true that you take the train for 2 hours to get to school?
Yeah, almost always. I can't get there by bus.
Question. How does the girl go to school?
8. If I could have any job, I know what I'd do.
What's that, Kelly? Be a star or a doctor?
No.I want to be a reporter. I hope to write a news story that will make a change in a city or country.
Question. What does Kelly want to be?
If I could have any job, I know what I'd do.
What's that, Kelly? Be a star or a doctor?
No. I want to be a reporter. I hope to write a news story that will make a change in a city or country.
Question. What does Kelly want to be?
9. When are you free next week? I have free tickets for an art show.
Great. How about Wednesday?
Oh, I have tennis practice on that day. How about Saturday?
I'm free all day.
Question. When will they go to visit the art show? When are you free next week? I have free tickets for an art show.
Great. How about Wednesday?
Oh, I have tennis practice on that day. How about Saturday?
I'm free all day.
Question.When will they go to visit the art show?
10. Let's go to see that new movie.
I just saw it yesterday.
Well, would you like to go swimming?
Oh, I don't like that. Maybe we could read comics at your place.
That's great.
Question. What will they probably do next?
Let's go to see that new movie.
I just saw it yesterday.
Well...Would you like to go swimming?
Oh, I don't like that. Maybe we could read comics at your place.
That's great.
Question. What will they probably do next? 11. Hey, do you know where Moon Monkey is?
Oh, that new restaurant. Just go to the bank and turn left. It's between the library and the photo shop.
Between what and the photo shop?
Between the library and the photo shop.You will love that place. Great food.
I hope so. Thanks a lot.
Question. What is the woman looking for?
Hey, do you know where Moon Monkey is?
Oh, that new restaurant. Just go to the bank and turn left. It's between the library and the photo shop.
Between what and the photo shop?
Between the library and the photo shop. You will love that place. Great food.
I hope so. Thanks a lot.
Question. What is the woman looking for? How many years have you been taking piano lessons?
Let me see. I started when I was 8.
And how old are you now?
I'm 15.
Question. How long has the girl taken piano lessons? How many years have you been taking piano lessons?
Let me see. I started when I was 8.
And how old are you now?
I'm 15.
Question. How long has the girl taken piano lessons?
What can I do for you?
I came to see the new computer. You know, the M5 system.
Oh, I guess you saw the advertisements for them on TV.
No, just on the internet. I want the one with the biggest display. Can you deliver it to my home?
No problem at all. I need your credit card and ID, please.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
What can I do for you?
I came to see the new computer. You know, the M5 system.
Oh, I guess you saw the advertisements for them on TV.
No, just on the internet. I want the one with the biggest display. Can you deliver it to my home?
No problem at all. I need your credit card and ID, please.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? We agreed that we would meet at 8:15. You are 30 minutes late.
I'm sorry. I left home early as usual, but I didn't know the traffic was so heavy.
Question. Why was the woman late? We agreed that we would meet at 8:15. You are 30 minutes late.
I'm sorry. I left home early as usual, but I didn't know the traffic was so heavy.
Question. Why was the woman late? 14. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
There was a small village near the sea in America. Every summer, lots of people came here to spend their holidays, but a few of them came here only to end their lives. 2 months ago, a young woman jumped into the sea at night and died. From then on, the people in the village began to pay more attention to each of the visitors. If someone looked unhappy or worried, they would watch him all day long with care. They would never let the same thing happen again. A week later came several visitors. Among them, there was a young woman of 20 years old. One day, she looked different from others. She went out alone at night. She was found just by a villager. The villager made no noise and followed her. When the young woman was walking towards the sea, the villager rushed at her and tried hard to pull her back. "Let me go. Don't pull me," said the young woman. "I was playing here this afternoon. Now I can't find the key to my suitcase. I think it must be left here." "But why won't you look for it tomorrow morning?" said the villager. "Tomorrow morning," said the young woman. "Tomorrow morning I'll leave here and catch the early bus to New York. I can't wait till the day breaks." When the villager heard this, he had a good laugh and helped her look for the key in the moonlight.
Now listen again, please.
There was a small village near the sea in America. Every summer, lots of people came here to spend their holidays, but a few of them came here only to end their lives. 2 months ago, a young woman jumped into the sea at night and died. From then on, the people in the village began to pay more attention to each of the visitors. If someone looked unhappy or worried, they would watch him all day long with care. They would never let the same thing happen again. A week later came several visitors. Among them, there was a young woman of 20 years old. One day, she looked different from others. She went out alone at night. She was found just by a villager. The villager made no noise and followed her. When the young woman was walking towards the sea, the villager rushed at her and tried hard to pull her back. "Let me go. Don't pull me," said the young woman. "I was playing here this afternoon. Now I can't find the key to my suitcase. I think it must be left here." But why won't you look for it tomorrow morning? Said the villager. Tomorrow morning, said the young woman. Tomorrow morning I'll leave here and catch the early bus to New York. I can't wait till the day breaks. When the villager heard this, he had a good laugh and helped her look for the key in the moonlight. D. Listen to the passage and complete the table.
听短文完成下列内容，每空格现填一词。
Never try to work when you are very hungry. If you decide to do your homework right after school, you may get something to eat before you get into work. Always do your homework before you get too tired. Don't wait until very late in the evening, or your work will seem much harder than it really is.If you have more than an hour's work, give yourself a break after an hour. On the other hand, don't break it up so much that you can't get anything done. You should be able to work at least a half at a time without stopping. Don't put it off until last minute. If you put off doing your homework, you will have it on your mind, and you won't enjoy your free time so much. If you put it off until the end of the week, or until right before a test,You will have too much catching up to do. A little bit each night, enough to keep up with what is happening each day in school, will take the fear out of tests and keep you on top of it all. Do your homework at the same time every evening. This will help you make it a habit. It will make it easier to do, and it will make your free time more enjoyable as well.
Now listen again, please.
Never try to work when you are very hungry. If you decide to do your homework right after school, you may get something to eat before you get into work. Always do your homework before you get too tired. Don't wait until very late in the evening, or your work will seem much harder than it really is. If you have more than an hour's work, give yourself a break after an hour. On the other hand, don't break it up so much,that you can't get anything done. You should be able to work at least a half at a time without stopping. Don't put it off until last minute. If you put off doing your homework, you will have it on your mind, and you won't enjoy your free time so much. If you put it off until the end of the week, or until right before a test, you will have too much catching up to do. A little bit each night,Enough to keep up with what is happening each day in school will take the fear out of tests and keep you on top of it all. Do your homework at the same time every evening. This will help you make it a habit. It will make it easier to do, and it will make your free time more enjoyable as well.